ओम शांति। एंड व्हाट इज टुडेज टॉपिक? एक्सपीरियंसिंग सेटल सस्टेनेंस ऑफ बाप दादा, इज इट? हाउ टू एक्सपीरियंस सेटल सस्टेनेंस व्हेन बाप दादा वॉज इन कॉर्पोरियल हियर इन मधुबन। Anytime you can go, you can ask, you can meet. But now Baba become double light, that is perfect angel. He is very subtle. Till we can meet him, anytime, whenever you want, we can communicate. Not possible. Anytime we can meet, we can talk. Possible? How? And today also Baba said in the Murli, within a fraction of second I can come to children. Within a fraction of second he can come to the children. Yes? Today Baba said. And 1 year before also Baba said, if anything comes in your life, any problem, any difficulties, any situation comes, so what we have to do? Get up early in the morning, mentally come to Madhuban, not physically. Physically, if you have to come to meet Madhuban, it will take time. It is difficult. So Baba has given very refined, very simple techniques how to come and meet, how to communicate with Baba. Even though he is in settled world. So Baba said last year, early, anything comes in your life, any problem, any difficulties, any situation, Baba is always available. For that Baba said, early in the morning you get up, straightway come to Madhavan. How? Not physically. Mentally you come to Madhavan. And Baba will make your mind very powerful. Help you, Baba will guide you. This year also, in the month of October, when Baba came first time for the double foreigners, then also Baba said, very simple technique. Anything come in your life, anything happen, tell to Baba. So how you will do this? So if we are staying in physical form, so we cannot communicate with him. So that if you want to communicate, both frequencies must be same. So that first experience, I am a soul, soul conscious is necessary. Now who will tell me how you will become soul conscious? Because each second we are using this body. Each second we are using. So without using this body, it is possible staying in this body, it is possible to be soul conscious. If it is possible, how? Who will tell? Staying in this body, so it is possible to stay soul conscious? Possible? Or only in knowledge? Practically it is possible? Not possible. Sister is telling not possible. Any experience? Possible. How? If it is possible, guide me. Staying in this body, how you will become soul conscious? Means till you are using body, no? Till. So what you said, forgetting body, it is not possible to forget. You will have awareness of this body. So we require that technique at least when you are sitting in meditation. At that time, there is no use of body. There is no need to use. When you are sitting, while working, while coming, going, so we are using. You have to use this instrument. At that time, while using this instrument, while doing activities, we are percentage soul conscious, percentage body conscious, not 100%. But when you are sitting early in the morning, in the evening, particularly when you are sitting in meditation, at that time 100% we can be soul conscious. So what is the technique for that? Easily we cannot leave this. So how to forget? What is the technique for that? And that is, first, always it is said, Baba is telling, in the whole universe, the word is used. What is meditation? Activate your consciousness and connect with the Supreme Consciousness. So how to activate? So whenever you sit, early in the morning or in the evening, when we are sitting, there is no use of this body. There is no need to use this body. So because he is incorporeal, he is subtle. So I must be in that stage to communicate. So early in the morning or whenever you are sitting, activate yourself. So how to activate? So we are having two, if I want to walk, I will use two legs. Without this leg, I cannot walk. So if I want to travel from here to there, subtly, so there are two legs, spiritual legs are there. Mind and intellect. We have to use these two instruments, spiritual. So activate them, use them. How you will use? So first when you sit, you have to prepare, who am I? Intellect will tell you, yes, I am so and so. So mind is asking once again, if I am so and so, what is my form? Yes, this is my form. Ask once again, if I am having a particular form, then what are my qualities? Yes, these are my qualities. I am activating myself. These are my qualities. Fourth, what I am doing? Yes, I used to use this body. But now there is no use of this body. I should not use. There is no need to use. So, why I am sitting? I want to talk. One who is in subtle world. I want to meet Bab Dada. He is in subtle world. So when you ask these questions, so we activate. During this period, no other thoughts are coming in your mind, or intellect never remind you anything, other body related thoughts. Because these two powers are used. If you are not doing this, so when you sit in meditation, we use one mind. We say, yes, I am a soul, point of light. Mind is creating positive thoughts. But what is the role of intellect? Free intellect will remind you, yes, I have to do this. I have to do this work. Some past memories will activate because free intellect will disturb. So here in this spiritual university, so meditation is what? Use these two powers at a time. So when you are using these two powers, mind and intellect at a time, so at least 5 seconds, 5 minutes, other thoughts, body related thoughts never emerge. Because mind and intellect is busy. Otherwise, mostly when we sit in meditation, we use only mind. Mind is creating positive. What intellect is doing? So do not leave your intellect, is the heart of the soul. Intellect is the heart of the soul. Not this heart is remembering. It is just pumping the blood. So use your intellect. Remember Baba from your true heart. So when you are sitting, talk to you. Activate yourself. So body and body related thoughts are not coming. Means you are embodiment of self. No other thoughts are coming. So you feel, yes, I am separate, detached. Then fifth question, from where I came? Yes, above sun and moon. There is settled world. Even if you sit in Baba's room also, in front of Baba's picture, Baba is not there, there is a picture. But one awareness is there. Yes, Baba is in subtle world. Physically I am looking here, but heart is connected there. Awareness is there. Baba is there. And you are activating yourself. Yes, I am this, I am this. And then you communicate your each word. Baba will catch. And he will give you answer. He will sustain you. He will give you all your questions answer. Even though Baba, that's why Baba is saying, I am always free in subtle world. Anytime you come, anytime you communicate, there is no condition, there is no cue. Because he is free. There is no any bondage. Here, when Baba was incorporeal, one by one, because he is in limited. Now he is in unlimited. You may be anywhere else, even though you are traveling. But one condition must be known. Stay in awareness of self. I am this. Then only the vibration, I am light. My thoughts, vibrations are light. They will fly. If little body feeling is there, so body related thoughts will emerge. So one condition must be there always, to catch, to take Baba's subtle sustenance. You may be anywhere else. But early in the morning, when you are sitting in meditation, if you practice this, if you develop this practice, so while coming, going, if you are in traveling also, we can activate that stage and you can communicate. And that's why Baba said, you may go any corner of the world, you may be anywhere else, Baba is always along with you to sustain, to protect, to guide. But our communication, that is our mobile, must be in active mode, not sleeping mode. So we have to keep active. Awareness must be there. And the proof of that, while working also, while walking also, whenever you see any soul, soul cannot be seen. We see the only body. But awareness is there. What is the proof that I am having awareness of self? I am a soul. Proof. Suddenly whenever you see known, unknown, any human being, positive thoughts will come. Yes. Naturally positive thoughts will come. It is a sign I am in positive awareness. That is soul conscious. If I am having in body conscious, naturally you feel, oh, he is so and so, he is so and so. Some feeling, bodily feeling will come. So that feeling you will know, yes, I am in which consciousness. So if I check myself, So in which consciousness I am while working, while talking, when I meet with others, because we have to do work. So we cannot be totally detached while working, while doing all the activities. Again and again I am checking myself. So in which consciousness I am? So I can change. That's why always Baba is telling, check yourself to change. What to do? Nothing to do for changing. So awareness must be there. Yes, when I see him, bodily feeling is there. No, yes, he is body, but in this body there is a soul. I have to convince myself. So naturally you will have positive thoughts will come while doing all the activities, while walking, whenever you see. This is the first sign. But when you sit there also, we are percentage, not 100% soul conscious. Because we are using body. So when you are sitting, there is no use of this body. We never use. Detach. How to detach? Easily we cannot leave this body. Staying in this body, we activate. Yes, I am this. This is my form. These are my qualities. One by one I activate. Self-awareness will be there. Then even though I am sitting in Baba's room, my vibrations Baba will catch. And he will guide me. Even if you are sitting alone somewhere else, in traveling also, in plane, in anywhere else, there also you can communicate. Staying in this stage. That's why Baba said, any time in this confluence age, always I am available to sustain. You may go any corner of the world. There is no condition for him. There is no any boundary for him. Any limitations. There are many examples, proofs. That's why Baba said this year also, last year also. This year Baba said, anything happens, any situation will come definitely. Because this is the end of the cycle. We are having many karmic accounts that we have to settle. You have to finish it. You may ask, what is the proof that I am having any karmic accounts? Any proofs? What is the proof? If somebody is having physical disease, we can show by X-ray. Yes? So how you show some spiritual disease? How will show? Physical we can show by X-ray. Spiritual? Not possible. Huh? Why? How you prove? Suppose somebody is having spiritual disease. Dreams are telling what you are. When you are on the bed, eyes are closed. So dreams are coming from where? If negative dreams are coming, negativity is there, it is spiritual disease. Then thoughts will come. Afterwards, action is the third. First, when you are on the bed, dreams are coming. What type of dreams are coming? They are coming from where? Whatever action I have done, each action is recorded. What type of actions I have recorded? That you know very well. So if my dreams are positive, pure and impure, how you differentiate? So dreams are telling. Is it? If physical disease is there, we can show by X-ray. This part is having some disease. By X-ray we can show. Spiritual disease, how you will show? Thoughts, when you see somebody, thoughts may come. But here dreams, actions you have done. They will emerge in the form of dreams. Then in the form of thoughts. Then in the form of action. Is it okay? Convinced? So first I must realize. So why you have to do effort? Why you have to stay constantly in soul conscious, Baba is telling? Why I have to create, see everything positive? Negative things will come till, because everywhere negative vibrations, others' behavior may be something, even though I should not get influence. I cannot change others. Sometimes you want to change others' behavior. No, first, protect yourself. I should not get influence. So if I am in soul conscious, this awareness is there, then even though somebody is doing something wrong, it is his role. He will do it. I cannot stop. I cannot change him. But I can protect myself. So always Baba is telling, create positive thoughts, good wishes for others. You create it. He may not. His role is different. What is my role that I have to play? So if I am keeping this awareness that I have to protect myself, do you create positive? So when, how you will create positive thoughts? When you see any sister, you will say, hello, brother. No, sister is sister, brother is brother. Is it? So how you will think positive? Yes. So when you see somebody, so he will be my brother or sister, no? So you cannot see shining star in the middle of forehead. And you know him very well. Yesterday he get angry on you, he disturb you. So it is possible to create positive when he suddenly came in front of you. Condition is there. If you are having constant awareness, then only possible. How? Even though you are having constant awareness that I am a soul, but he is a different soul. He has disturbed me, but he is Baba's child. You know his soul. Till, oh, this brother, he is a Baba's child, but he has disturbed me. Then you can create positive. You know him very well. Till it is possible to create positive. Yes? How? It is not possible. Just we say forget. We know him. Yesterday he disturbed me. Always he is disturbing me, he is harassing me, he is not listening me, because we stayed together, so we cannot leave him, so it is possible to forget. From what? Action, when I see, always you are doing action, each day you are doing, so I see, but I am disturbed. Baba say, what you are telling? Baba is telling, do not see. But we see the body, no? Because I am asking not, we cannot. But for that, yes, good wish also I do not have. From where you will bring it? So that Baba is telling, I cannot. Baba is telling, you take from me. The word is, we cannot create positive. We know very well. So Baba said, you take from me. I came to help. So always keep connection with me. So whenever you see such souls, Baba, he is your child. You give him power of peace, power of love. Because he is your, I cannot. I do not have that. I know her very well. Always we say, give good wishes. But not possible. Practically. Because we know. So we cannot. So Baba is telling, always use me in your service. Always I am available to sustain, to help, to guide.
So this, sometimes I am having awareness. Yes, he is Baba's child. He is very sincere, regular student, everything. Till his behavior is disturbing me. So what to be done? Yes. Yes, but he is disturbing me, no?
Why do you allow him to disturb you? You are so conscious
that you won't allow it. Yes, it is possible. So if you are staying with somebody along with you and he is disturbing, okay, his behavior, his activities, so they never disturb you, you will be detached?
Yes.
Possible? Good. Then it is okay. If you are not disturbed, if you are unshakable, then it is okay. That stage is necessary. That is what Baba is telling. Even though somebody is doing something, it is their role. If you are in perfect soul conscious, so we should not disturb. Okay, it is his role. He is doing everything. All are having independent. Okay, that I should not be. This stage, if we are in Baba, expect this. If we are having this stage, this is first. But this stage is not there. That's why what to be done? So Baba said, use me. Be in my connection. Combined, all these words are used. Always, Baba, he is your child. Very good. But you take care of your child. You protect him. You guide him. Because he is your child. He never listened to me. And I do not have that much of power to help him. I was also weak. If I am powerful, then I never shake. Nobody will disturb me. But I am not having that much spiritual power. So we use the word Maya is disturbing. Other words we use. Nothing is Maya. I am weak. I cannot. Otherwise, Baba is telling you, always be strong. Yes? So this stage is necessary. If this stage is not there, second, Baba said, you take help from me. I'm always available. And for that, today Baba said, within a second I can come to you. Not hours, second. So he is always available to sustain us, to help us, to guide us. We may be any corner of the world, under any situation. But one condition is necessary. That is, to take his help, I must be in that stage. That soul conscious stage is necessary. That I have to maintain. To maintain this stage is not possible. Because since the whole cycle, we are using this body, we see the body. And it is necessary. Without body I cannot do. We are so habitual. And it becomes so natural. So here comes difficulty. So Baba is telling early in the morning, if you sit and practice this, and to continue this, to maintain this, while coming, going, to keep this awareness active, simple technique is necessary. Whenever you see, even he may be known, he may be not known, whenever you see any soul, create good wishes. Baba, he is your very good child. Give him power of peace. Baba, he is a very good child. Give him power of love. While coming, going, constantly give, create. If this habit, if I am creating, known, unknown, anybody is disturbing, even though that habit I have created, I have to create positive. Then it is possible, even though he is giving some negative vibration, I never receive. Because my receiver is engaged in giving positive. If receiver is free, mind is free, somebody is creating negative, I will get influence. So if I don't do, I should not get influence. So what to be, how to protect? Create always positive. Just like in Bhakti Mark, that is they are chanting. Constantly. So here also while going, coming, whenever you see, If I am developing this habit, I have to give first. If I am not giving, I have to take. I cannot be neutral. Either you give or you take. Sometimes you may say, I do not want to take, I want to become neutral. Possible? No. Either you give or you take. If I do not want to take, so constantly I have to give to protect myself, not to change other behavior. To give others, Baba is telling that I feel, but I do not have that stage. So Baba is telling, I am always available. Take help from me, use me. For me, to using me, there is no condition. To use me in your each step. So I am always along with the children to help, to guide. Then only in this Brahmin life, always Brahmin life is joyful life. If we are under his relation, connection, if I am disconnected, then these problems are coming. Some situation, because situations, we say Maya is more powerful. So if I am alone, some influence will be there. Just like Baba is saying, even if you go, suppose some problems, some difficulties, any Murli point, sometimes we cannot understand the spiritual language. Baba said, I am teacher. You come and sit in Baba's room. Communicate with him. Baba will teach you. Baba will guide you. Even there is one example, practical now, living, not story. There is a one sister. She do not know how to write nothing. She has never gone to school also. She do not know anything. But always she was feeling guilty. Oh, I am uneducated. I do not know anything. And she was telling each day Baba, Baba, what to do? Baba said, early in the morning you get up, take pen and pencil, the pen and book, sit in Baba's room. And Baba came in subtle form and took her hand, and Baba shown how to write. Baba can teach, even though he is subtle, he can come and he can teach how to write. Now she is writing, she is reading everything. She is available till now. Very small child at that time. She feels that she do not know anything. She cannot write. So how Baba is sustaining? Staying in subtle world. Everything he can do. He can guide. He can protect. He can convince. But one thing is necessary. That you have to learn how to communicate with him. Otherwise, sometimes Baba is telling, we cannot catch. We say we cannot get any response. Baba is telling, tell me everything. But there is no response because both frequencies are different. One is in physical and one is in spiritual. So when we are in that same frequency, so we can catch. For that, how to create that? So this stage, each day early in the morning when you sit, activate yourself. Because each second we are using this body. We are having this awareness. So this practice, if I am doing early in the morning, when you sit in meditation, fully activate, stay in that for 5 seconds, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, and communicate. This practice, if I am creating, there will be a habit. That I can continue while working also, while doing activities also. This is possible or difficult? While working it is possible. When you sit, it is sometimes possible, not always. When you sit in meditation, they are also systematic. Otherwise it is observed, when we sit in meditation, we use only one mind. Mind is creating positive thoughts. So intellect disturbs. So in meditation, mind and intellect both must work at a time. So there is no disturbance. No other thoughts will interfere.
It is right. So how we are doing meditation when you sit? What is soul conscious? Because here in this spiritual university, what is meditation? Develop your concentration is meditation. Why? To develop your concentration, to achieve perfection in your profession. Any type of profession. If you are studying, if you are cooking, if you are doing any job, anything you are doing, that action must be neat, clean, accurate. With that action, you will be happy and you will give happiness to others. By action. To do that perfect action, we require concentration. And that is meditation. So what is concentration? What is concentration? Focus of attention. One word. And more? One power is used, no? You have focus. Now I feel the sister is looking me, she is listening me, she is having full attention on me. Till sometimes we say, give attention. So attention is what? She is looking me. She is listening. So attention is what? Attention is different. What is this attention? Because she is looking, he is looking, he is listening. Till we say, give attention. What is that attention? Where it is available? That is, mind is listening. You are listening. Along with that, intellect is somewhere else. Making some plan. So where mind and intellect, attention is intellect. So where mind and intellect work together, you are listening and you are understanding. What you are listening, you are understanding. Otherwise we listen. We read what I read, do not know. We are listening only, do not know. We cannot repeat it. Yes? What Baba said? Oh, very good point. What it is? Then the word is used, give attention. Please give attention. What is attention? Your eyes are open, you are looking. Till we are, heart is absent. Intellect is not here. So mind, and there are two powers. Mind and intellect must be worked. So how to bring these two powers in one place? So when we sit in meditation, that practice we have to do. Otherwise always these two powers go adverse. Mind is thinking something, intellect is reminding you something. Oh, we are making plan while listening also. And if you are not making plan, dozing. Intellect is free. How to keep them active? So when you sit early in the morning, meditation, combine them. Unite them. Use them at a time. So that the technique is said, activate yourself. Who am I? I do not know, sister, who are you? Then I will ask, sister, what is your name? You will answer. From where you came, you will answer. So you are connected. So mind is talking to intellect. Talk to you. It is a dialogue. So mind is asking, who am I? Intellect will answer, yes, I am and so. Each day, bring, activate, use your intellect. Do not leave it. Because in the whole world it is said, focus of mind. Not only one power, mind and intellect. So what is my form? What are my qualities? One by one you ask. Intellect is used. So mind and heart, both are working. So there is unity, there is full concentration. No other thoughts will interfere, will disturb you. So whatever you are listening, whatever you are doing, that each action is neat, clean, accurate. With that action, you will be happy and you will give happiness to others. That's why we say, by this Raj Yoga, you will bring heaven on this earth. Thank you. That's why whenever you go to Baba's room, so easily we can catch Baba's vibrations. But only when you stay in that stage. 5 minutes you have to prepare yourself, because each second we are using this body. Just you go and sit in Baba's room, and if you are doing communication, we cannot get response. We cannot catch. So when you go to Baba's room, anything, any problem about Murli, about your problem, anything, go and sit. 5 seconds, prepare, activate yourself. And then communicate. You see, Baba will give you response. We can catch his vibrations. Then you feel enjoy when you sit. Hours together we can sit in Baba's room. We can enjoy. Otherwise, one-way transaction is going on. We cannot get any response. Yes? So, the first stage is very important. Similarly, you go anywhere also when you are traveling. There also we can catch. By staying in that. Just like if you want to listen something, so you have to tune yourself. Then only you can catch. Tuning is important. So here also, even though sometimes we know many things, we listen Murli point also, always they are there, but they are not emerge. If we are in soul conscious, suddenly you remember, yes, Baba said this. It little body feeling is there, body related thoughts are, they will emerge. So we are thinking about that. There are many things, recordings are there, past sanskars are there. So Baba is telling, always be soul conscious. Now who will tell me how to maintain that always soul conscious? Always it is possible or sometimes? Sometimes or always? Sometimes, not always. If you want to do it always, what to be done? 50%, always means 50%, 60%, 80%. How much percentage possible? And what is the technique for that? Already I explained. What is that? How to maintain constant soul conscious? What to be done? Safe positive. One thing. Anything? While doing Amrut Vela, you will be constantly soul conscious. Keeping Baba's company. Any more? That when you are sitting in, no, then only you will do. Not while working, coming, going, while doing activities. Suppose somebody came in front of you, said, how you will be in that positive? Now this technique is necessary that Baba said, always create good wishes. Suppose somebody came when you are walking, give good wishes. Suppose somebody is coming to you, meet. Somebody when you see, when you are walking, when you are doing meeting with others, first, Baba, yes, he is your child. He is your child. I am meeting, I am talking, I am doing anything, he is your child. This is that, this thought will emerge, it is positive. Positive we say, what is positive? Because we say, he is my friend, he is my enemy, he is this and he is that. I know him unknown. But one thing we know, that we all are children of one father. Physically we know, we do not know. But spiritually we know all. We are children of one father. With this awareness, if I am keeping always, so whenever you see any soul, known, unknown, friend, enemy, suddenly you will have, yes, he is Baba's child. I have to help him. Suddenly positive thought will come. Baba, I cannot give. I will ask my Baba. So I will keep his company. And I will create, Baba, he is your child. You must take care of him. You give him power of peace. So while doing also, looking, whenever you meet others, so I can maintain this stage.
This practice is important. So soul conscious is possible. Constantly you give good wishes to others. Known, unknown. Then we can maintain. So when you sit meditation, either morning, in the evening, when you are free, easily you can fly. Because whole day we maintain, when you sit, will become embodiment. If whole day while working, doing activities, we are not maintaining that stage, so when you sit for meditation, it will take time to clean mind and intellect. To fly, it will take time to connect. So whole day maintain, when you sit, embodiment. Sometimes we are not giving attention while working. It is important. That's why good company is necessary. So for that, what I am doing, if you may ask, so whenever I meet, whenever I talk with somebody, I will share today's Murli point. Baba said today, myself only I will ask, yet today Baba said very good point. Even though he came to tell me something, you create positive first. So we activate in him also positive. So that I must be always, I have to remember. Otherwise early in the morning we will listen Murli, but we cannot remember. So that I will do what? One Murli point I always keep in my pocket. And minimum 3 times in a day I feed myself. Because healthy mind in healthy body. Minimum 3 times in a day we take care of this body. 3 times in a day we feed. Similarly, body is very healthy. Soul, mind must be very healthy. Minimum 3 times in a day, one Murli point, you feed yourself. While taking breakfast, while taking lunch, while taking dinner, both balance. So we are taking lunch with this right hand, left hand, pick up what Baba said, feed yourself. There is no need separate time while doing physical, feed yourself also. So healthy mind in healthy body. So always we remember, only one Murli point, each day you take new points. So and whenever you meet somebody, share with others. How much you are sharing, mind is creating positive thoughts. So after that you see naturally, mind will think, what is meaning of this? Mind will think. And we create positive sanskars. This habit we have to create. Otherwise, everywhere worldly, we are body, body relation, bodily work. It is not possible to maintain that soul conscious stage. We cannot see also. And nobody is speaking about knowledge. Even if you meet Baba's children also, Brahmin, nobody will share with Murli point. They will say other things. This happened, that happened. So we have to create this habit. If we want to stay in that stage. So always keep one Murli point along with you. Otherwise we know it. We have taken notes. It is in diary, in book. Knowledge must be available. It must be active. Try to share with others whole day, once, twice, thrice, as much as possible. Possible or difficult? Each day one Murli. How to maintain? These are the 2 techniques. One, so you, whenever you see, create positive thoughts. Second, when you have to meet, you have to talk, you have to deal, meet with others, talk with others. But first you start with positive. Today Baba said this very good point. Then you deal, we talk about your profession. So you are in positive mood, positive attitude. So everything will become positive. How to deal with others, how to come in communication, how to come in action. You have to do everything. But otherwise it is not possible. Physical feeling will come.
So this practice is necessary. If we are having this, then we feel always Baba is along with us. We can communicate, we can ask, anything comes. That's why Baba said, anything happened this year, Baba said. So any situation comes, anything comes, communicate with me, talk to me, give it to me. Then you will be happy. Yes, I have given to Baba. He will take care. Baba said this on 24th of October, first time Baba came for the double foreigners. Noted? No. We listen, but we never put into practical, because each day, this is the only one institution where each year, because here it is said, God is not father, He is father and mother. He is sustaining His children. Not once He is coming giving knowledge and He will go. Each year He is coming. And each year He is teaching new things, not same things. Whatever knowledge is explained 50 years before, same thing He is not repeating. He is refining each year. Practically He is coming and sustaining the children. So here it is said, in India, He is father and mother. Not only God, father. Father, parents, they are taking care of the children. So He is taking care of us. Each year, same thing, new way. Simple way, He is teaching. Do this. Not same thing is repeating each year. Other once Baba has given knowledge, same thing is going on. No, each year He is coming. And this is the only one institution where Baba is coming. No, once somebody has left, any religious said, anybody, they cannot come back. To sustain the children, His followers. So here He is coming each year because He has achieved perfection, karmatit. One who has fully conquered 5 vices, 5 elements, anytime He can enter in the body. So Baba said, today, within a fraction of second, I can come to you. And I can guide, I can help. But only thing, we must be in that state, then we will experience. Sometimes we do not know how it happens. And Baba is helping everything. Today also Baba said, Baba is giving even directions also. What to do, what not to do. Everywhere, the whole world, Baba is taking care from this subtle world. There are many practical examples. In the centers also, sisters are staying sometimes 1, 2. Who is taking care? So Baba is observing. Baba is taking care. Any village side, nobody is there. In this situation, always Baba is taking care. Because He is sustaining. He says, my children. Sometimes we do not know, but He knows what we are doing. So one attention I have to keep always, He is always looking me. With this awareness, then we are safe. So one awareness we have to tell. Always He is looking me. He is taking care of me. Because we are His children. But when it is possible, when you build that type of relation. When early in the morning we sit, we detach, and when we build that relation, that we can maintain while working whole day. That is called experience. Then we feel always Baba is along with me. Otherwise only in words, not in practicals. So we feel that when you are in outside, you feel that you are alone or Baba is along with you. Not alone. You feel? Sometimes while working, while doing, so you feel aloneness. Anytime you can communicate with Him, we can build that relation, or difficult. Sometimes difficult. Sometimes easy.
When we are in good condition, it is easy. So when we are not in good condition, it is difficult. Is it? Okay, any more? Any questions you want to ask? Anybody want to ask anything? Because eat less, digest more. Listen few things, digest it. So even when one thing you must know, because always it is in when we go again and again to Baba's room, we sit in physical form. Physical awareness will be there. So when you sit in Baba's room, first 5 seconds you take. Because we are using with this body we enter. Go and sit there. First 5 seconds activate yourself. Then start communicating. Then we can catch Baba's vibration. This is very important. Otherwise, just we go and sit and start talking to Baba. So, we cannot catch His vibrations. That is very important. That's why Baba is telling, whenever you come to Baba's room, prepare your stage first. Then communicate with me. You are doing this? All are doing like this way? Or just you go and start talking? First, prepare your stage. Huh? Same thing or not? Sometimes you forget. Sometimes, not always. It is spiritual communication, not physical, no? Not physical meeting. Even though we feel that Baba's picture is there, but Baba is always observing. Because he is not in Paramdham. He has not taken life. He is in the middle. In subtle world. So that's why Baba is saying, I am always available. I am taking care of the children. So he is looking. So we cannot catch. To catch his vibration, we must be in that stage. Then we can also catch. Both frequencies are similar. Okay, anybody want to ask anything? What is concentration is clear? Mind and intellect must work together. Because mind is receiving. Understanding power is in intellect. And intellect is the heart of the soul, not this heart. Sometimes we say, I love you from my true heart. This heart is not loving. Intellect is a, yes. Even though, you are very good question it is. First, so we activate. Because Baba has said, perfect meditation is what? There are 3 things. Line clear from here to incorporeal world. Connection clear. And relation clear. 3 things are necessary. So our travel is from here to incorporeal world. Our travel is from here to subtle world. So go on, use your mind and intellect. So suppose once 5 questions if you ask, so you'll become soul conscious. Then you leave, then you are okay. But what you are doing, so if you are in subtle world, talk to Baba then. Baba, yesterday you said, because you are combined there. Full concentration is there. Afterwards, there is nothing to do anything. Then you talk. You cannot stay there without creating thought. You talk to Baba. Baba, you said yesterday, you should not get angry. You communicate. When you go to Paramdham also, so do not take any physical problems. So compare with Baba, what he is always pure. I want to become just like Baba. For that, what I have to do? Baba is always peaceful. How I want to become peaceful? Compare. He is always loving children. How I have to love all? He is always giving knowledge. So how I will give knowledge to others? Because Baba says, son shows father. Follow me. What he is doing, that I want to do. What Brahma Baba is doing? So Baba said, follow Bap and Dada. Both. Do not ask anything to Baba. What Shubh Baba is doing? Because he is my father. So same thing, I want to do it. I have to follow. So when you sit in meditation, first prepare this and communicate subtle world, that is called angelic stage. Go to Paramdham, that is called incorporeal stage. There also you have to compare yourself, what my father is doing and what I am doing, what I have to do, talk to him, prepare yourself in that atmosphere. That atmosphere, that environment is pure. Then you can stay there. Just like we are sitting here now. Heavy sun is outside. But sun rays are not falling on me. There is no sweating. So I have to leave this hall. I have to go outside. Sun rays will fall on me. Start sweating. So if I want to purify, if I want to charge, I have to go there. So when I connect, I am talking to who is he? What he is doing? What I have to do? In these situations, what I have to do? In these situations, what I am to do? What Baba is doing? Like they say, in subtle world and in incorporeal world. Talk to him. That is keeping relation with him. How deep? 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, so deep you are charging. Where? In incorporeal world, it is very strong. Because with powerhouse, that is called volcanic stage. In subtle worlds, we can communicate about physical also. Baba, this problem, these things, what to do. Anything physical also you can ask. But in incorporeal world, only about the power. Not any problems. So what my father, he is pure. I want to become just like my Baba said, just like Baba. What, how he is, I want to become, compare him. Stay in that stage, go to him and see and compare. That is called the complete link we are having with powerhouse. That we have to increase 1 second, 2 seconds, 3 seconds. That is link with Almighty. So there you are charging, yes. So if you are talking there, so what happens? So he said, I am purifier. He said, I am liberator. So how deep connection you are having, now you see, suppose when you are on the bed, negative dreams are coming, negative thoughts are coming while working. So if you are developing this, you see day by day, I am erasing, purifying myself. At least 1 month, 2 months regularly you are doing. See, afterwards, the negative dreams will slowly, slowly come down. One day, regularly, if you are doing for 6 months, 1 year, so you see negative dreams, he is purifying, he is cleaning, he is erasing negativity. Then you feel, yes, I am powerful. Whatever knowledge you listen, Murlipant, intellect is clean, you will remember. So if your intellect is clean, divine, we listen many things, we forget. We remember, then you will use in your activities. When situation comes, 10 years before Baba said, 2 years before Baba said this, it is a weapon. Store it. Clean intellect will store. Situation comes, you will use it. So that clean intellect is important. How you clean? By connecting with powerhouse. Because he said, I am purifier. How much you connect with me? So I am cleaning you. I am charging you. I am purifying you. So that deep, intense meditation is very important. That is called seed stage. In subtle world, we do communication. Baba, how to do service? How to overcome anger? If somebody is doing this, what to be done? Ask any physical problems. Baba, you are telling, do this. How to do this? Even if you sit in Baba's room, prepare your stage and talk to him physically. Baba, this is problem, this disease. So any physical also you can ask. Baba will guide. Because Bab Dada, he is having experience of physical world. Shiv Baba do not know. Okay? This is necessary. But do not ask any physical problem in Paramdham. When you say, Baba, how to overcome? Do not ask there. Compare. In subtle world, Bab Dada, both are combined. Baba said, I came to guide you, to protect in physical life also, in Brahmin lives. What to be done, what is solution, how to do service. Any Murli point which is not clear, you ask him. Because he came as a teacher, he came as a father, he will guide. As a child, you ask in subtle word. If not possible, you, when you sit in Baba's room also, so you ask anything, Baba will guide you. Okay? Any more? You love whom? Yes. So you love him. So while living, not one. Yes. So mind is creating thought. No, love is not anything. It is creating thought. No. Love is what? So you are creating. Baba said yesterday also, definition Baba has given. So you are creating, talking to Baba, positive things. So if your mind is working, intellect is free. So intellect will interfere. Other thoughts will come. They will disturb your love communication. Now you are talking to me. She is disturbing. So what to be done? So sad. Mind and intellect both come. Mind first. Then you communicate. Hours together you can connect. No interference will be there. No disturbance will be there. Full concentration will be there. That initially you do it. Before traveling. No, not nil, no. If you are nil, you are not doing anything. Love is what? If I come and stand in front of you, I'm not talking, just looking to you. So I have to, why I came in front of you? So to talk, exchange, love is what? I will appreciate you. I will say, I will talk to you, no? Just I come and sit and look, nil. Yes, no, that's why I have given explanation, one explanation. Suppose when you are asking, I am quiet, no? I am quiet, not talking, I am listening you. When I am talking, now you are quiet, you are receiving. So when you sit in Baba's room, you say, Baba, you said me yesterday in the Murli, you should not get angry. But I get angry, what I have to do? Keep quiet, listen. Throw your question, then quiet, observe him. Listen him. So what he is telling? So you are receiving. There are some souls. That's why I said when you go to Baba's room, just talking, constantly giving. No. So you give one question. Baba, this is the problem. Now you said, come to me. I will guide you. I came to you. You are my teacher. You are my father. Guide me. Give your question and observe. Do not create any thought. Listen him. How to listen? Look him. Yes, Baba is teaching. How much your mind and intellect is clean, silence, nil, then you are catching vibrations. It is necessary. This is the way of the communication. Otherwise you say, well, we are gone talking, I am not listening you. So how I will respond? This is always. Anything you have, go and sit, prepare your stage. Any thought, first you give. And then observe for seconds. But it is very easy to tell, but our mind is not silence, not clean. Intellect is not having that pause, you cannot keep it clean, stop, so it will create. There it is necessary. No, I must listen what Baba is telling. Keep patience for that. Wait. Then you will get response. Okay? Any more? If you say, if I ask question, something is coming. Kya likha hai? English padna padega. Those who want 18 January Murli, Savak Murli, Baba's 18 January, it is available in global office. Okay? Those who want English Murli, 18 January, it is available in global office. After this, anytime you can go and collect in global office. Okay, good. It must be known. No, otherwise many souls, they will go and sit in Baba's room and start talking. And say, we never experience. To experience, soul. It is spiritual communication, not physical. It is necessary. Okay, Om Shanti. Always, class means not one-way traffic. There must be a comment that is called dialogue. Something, when I listen, tell you something, you have to ask.